Oh, I get it. Because of the storm. Man, oh, man. You're tough to figure out, but once you unlock the door, you're an open house. Let's talk to Jeff Penner. Brought to you by The Deck Supply. Your outdoor space deserves the best, so go get your deck done right. With fiber on decking available at The Deck Supply, visit thedecksupply.com. Visit The Deck Supply in Overland Park today from 11 until 1. I'll be there with lunch from Schlotsky's, tickets to go see the Comets playing in their championship series on Sunday. The Comets are going to stop by with Comets t-shirts, Jake. We have 8-10 giveaways at The Deck Supply in Overland Park. Come out and see me right off 105th and Metcalf. You'll find it. Just go to thedecksupply.com for all the information you need. And it'll show you right where we are in Overland Park. And if you're like Steve St. John Sr. and you demand a street address, 7068 West 105th Street. Now let's go to Jeff Penner with the forecast. Jeff, this is actually a really important forecast because I've seen talk of some dangerous weather maybe headed our way in the Kansas City area. So please tell all of our listeners what we can expect today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Yeah, Stephen. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty interesting weekend. Last weekend, all the outdoor playing sports teams were here. It was great weather. This weekend, they're all out of town, and that's great because it's just going to be very active. So, yeah, there's three main periods that we are watching here. And now to 11 a.m., there's going to be some more showers and thunderstorms. Those are not severe, mainly along and east of I-35. Then those move out. And then from about 5 to 10 o'clock this afternoon, evening, and night, we'll be watching for scattered thunderstorms to form. And if they form, they will be dangerous and severe. But it looks like it's mostly Iowa, Nebraska, the northwest corner of Missouri, northeast Kansas. A slight chance they form here, so we have to watch it closely, because all it takes is one, and it could be bad. After about 9 10 o'clock, it quiets down. It's quiet the rest of the night. Hmm. It's quiet for the first half of tomorrow. Then we get to tomorrow afternoon, 3, 4 p.m. I know we're on in Wichita as well.
That's
thunderstorms
right.
Would actually form around Wichita about 2, 3, or 4 p.m., and it could be severe there. And then they will run up I-35. And they might kind of shift east of Wichita, but still through the night tomorrow night, they have a threat. And for us, these thunderstorms, once they get here, anytime after 4 p.m. tomorrow, they will continue in rounds tomorrow through the night, about 9 or 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And that is what really has our attention for widespread thunderstorms, of severe weather, the widespread, more dangerous weather, flash flooding. So it's going to be a very stormy night in Kansas City. Now, just exactly where the heaviest rain sets up, hard to tell, but some locations could see an additional 3 to 6 inches of rain on top of the 1 to 2 we've already had. So we needed rain before all this, and it's going to be too much of a good thing. And then Sunday afternoon, it kind of moves off. So, yeah, to stay weather aware, stay with KSH 341. We'll keep you advised. Any questions on this wacky weather?
No, just hopefully it will miss later on, like you said. Maybe it won't be as bad in the Kansas City area, and hopefully it won't be as bad as some people think. But we'll pay attention to you, Jeff Penner, and make sure that we plan accordingly.
I appreciate it, Stephen. And the Royals over in Detroit, I know they got a nice win yesterday because of the rain. Probably going to have fine weather up there, a few showers and thunderstorms, but probably won't have a 5-inning or 6-inning win up there. Probably have a 9-inning win.
Well, that's all right. Though a win's a win, Jeff Penner. Hey, yep. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. See you then.
That is Jeff Penner and Jake Gutierrez. We're now going to talk to Mike McFarland. We're doing things on the fly here. I just sent you something I want to play from Matt Quatrero yesterday after the game. And look, the Royals won, so we should be happy. They won 3 in a row. They won 3 out of 4 against the Blue Jays. But that was a blank show yesterday, as the Royals had to wait through a 3-hour and 38-minute rain delay before the game was called after 5 innings. And so before we hear from Mac, let's hear Q talking about the frustration of having to wait for almost 4 hours for the umps to decide what to do.
Yeah, I mean, the forecast was pretty accurate that we were going to get about 90 minutes to play, or 90 minutes until the heavier rain came. It came, the lighter rain came a little earlier than we might have thought. But 2:30-ish, it started raining pretty good. The field couldn't really take much more, so the decision to tarp it, you know, we tried to get through that. We did get through that fifth inning. It was raining pretty hard. Then they thought about 4:30, 4:45, it would stop, which it did. But at that point, Trevor and the guys, they spent about an hour trying to get the field playable, and in the opinion of my opinion, but also the one that matters, the umpire, it was soft, and it was especially soft at short and third because that's the side they didn't get to. So really it was just a matter of, now are we going to put guys out there on a field that we don't deem to be playable or safely playable with the possibility of more rain coming in the next 45 to an hour? You know, we played a full five. What you didn't want is like, okay, we get one more inning, and now what's the difference there? So we had all those conversations, and it was just kept going around between the league and us, the league and the Blue Jays, all of us together, the umpires. So ultimately, you know, that's why you have a crew chief. Guccione, he's been doing this a long time. He thought the field was unplayable. Not unplayable, but not safe. And that's what ultimately led to the cancellation.
All right, let's move on from there and talk to Mike McFarland. Mac, I mean, what the hell? And the other thing that is a concern, I mean, they're still going to play the game and they're going to get there and everything else, but the Royals are playing at Detroit against the Tigers today at 12:10. They have a noon game, and they have to sit there for almost 4 hours and wait for the inevitable decision of you know what, just ending the game, banging the game. What the hell was that all about?
Well, it's a race till the fifth inning. And Salvi put us up with the bomb in the first inning. And then it was like, okay, Toronto's doing whatever it can to try and at least tie it up. Because, I mean, look, every baseball player is a junior meteorologist. And they got 27 radars there. Trevor Vance is outstanding. You know, I think he takes a compilation of all the forecasts from different places and puts it to work. He's good at what he does. I mean, obviously, but he knew exactly what was going to happen. And once they got to the fifth and they went back out to the bottom of the fifth and the rain started getting harder, it was over. And you're right. You had pitchers struggling to get a grip on the ball. You got one guy taking a ball in a hole on the infield, striding and sliding and blowing a groin. Then all hell breaks loose with everything. Now, I can't fault the Blue Jays manager. He's down by a run. But if dumbass that should have tagged up at third, can't remember who that was, Clement maybe, I don't know. But it's a tie ball game. And Kyle Isbell with a phenomenal catch, and everybody's overlooking Felix Fermin's block with that runner on third. So they had their chances. It's the bottom of the fifth. It ain't going to let up. And by that time, it was just a quagmire out there. There was no way they were playing. And good luck getting that field ready to play here in about a week, because that thing got torn up pretty good.
Giggity. Look, we'll just refer to him as dumbass, and we'll just move on.
I'm good with that.
Doesn't matter now. But look, the Royals won 2-1. Cole Reagans bounced back. First complete game, five-inning complete game, but it counts. And the Royals win 3 out of 4. So a couple of bounce-back stories. The Royals had lost 3 in a row. They bounced back, and now they've won 3 in a row. Cole Reagans, with his worst start, bounces back and looks good. So those are both good signs. Unfortunately, Alec Marsh does have to go on the IL after taking that 91-mile-per-hour line drive off his elbow because they said of swelling and where the ball hit him on the arm, just to be safe as a precautionary measure. And they call up Will Klein to take his spot on the roster. Your thoughts on Cole Reagan's performance and then the disappointment of Alec Marsh, even though it could have been a lot worse. I'm glad he didn't break anything, but still sucks to see him go on the IL after such a great start.
Yeah, he'll, and again, it was on his glove hand, so it had no effect on his throwing arm, correct?
That was a bruised right elbow.
Well, it was on his throwing arm. Okay. All right, well, then, yeah, you got to be safe with that, because any swelling that gets in there, then you start messing with bruised ligaments and tendons, things like that. So all being said, lucky that there wasn't a fracture, and hopefully he can get back sooner rather than later. But, yeah, Cole Reagan's got back to himself. He was pounding the strike zone, and I think he was in the 70s there in the fifth inning, so he could have gone one, possibly two more innings on a regular day. So it was good to see him back in the strike zone, being able to change speeds. It's not easy trusting your grip and trusting your release point when, you know, the baseball's constantly wet and you're trying to find any dry spot on your uniform to dry your hand. So that was even more impressive, the way he was throwing. But we caught the Blue Jays when they're not swinging the bat well at all right now. And up and down that lineup, nobody really is. So they went out and did what they needed to do against the team they should have beat, and they did.
What about Salvador Perez? I mean, good God. This has got to be the best start of his career. He looks incredible at the plate.
Just about as effortless a swing going right now. I mean, I love the slow motion replays that they have of his swing right now. He's on his legs. He's strong on his backside. And that barrel's getting out and through the ball. You know, and they're going in there, okay, we got to watch for Bobby Witt. But right now it's Salvi that you got to keep an eye on, because he's just sitting there in the lineup behind Vinny and Bobby Jr. And the pitcher feels like they could relax a little bit when they get through those two. So now it's good that, Salvi's getting some pitches to hit and he's doing damage, but tremendous start for him. Please, God, let him stay healthy.
I mean, look, there's been a debate going on for a couple of years, and it's premature because he's still got plenty of good baseball left to play, but people debate whether or not he'll end up being a Hall of Famer. I mean, he ain't slowing down, and he's already passed 250 home runs. He's gonna pass 300, and then you start talk about maybe this team getting good enough to have him get back to the postseason, and maybe add some great moments to his career. And right now, he's hitting .352, Mac, with a .410 on base and a .626 slug. He's got an OPS over 1,000. He's leading the league with 25 ribbies. This just isn't good for a catcher. He's one of the best hitters in baseball right now.
Well, exactly right. I think Coach Q's doing a good job of saving the legs and putting them at first and DHing them and giving those legs a rest, which is everything to him. But it's just good to see him off to this start, and it takes a lot of pressure off of some of those other hitters that are still trying to find their way early on in the season. And that he's a threat, still a threat. They're not stupid. They can see how he's swinging the bat. It's just going to become imperative that some of those guys further down the order there, MJ's got to get it going. He's down around 200 right now. Massey's got to find his stroke that he had in AAA and let those guys settle in. And, man, you can just keep that train moving up and down the lineup with quality at bat.
Royals are 16-10, and as we mentioned at the top of the segment, now they travel to Detroit to take on the Tigers. Tigers are right behind them at 14-11. Seth Lugo back on the mound for the Royals. This should be an interesting battle between two teams on the rise, and this could be the start of an interesting rivalry over the next couple of years, considering the good young talent on both squads.
Yeah, exactly right. Good young talent, and kind of surprise of the American League right now. Last time I talked to AJ, he was very pleased with how the pitchers were looking. It was just going to be a matter of who could swing the bat for the Tigers. And, you know, they got some good young hitters on that team as well. They're playing pretty well. More importantly, they're playing with confidence, something that you can't really associate with Tigers in the past. But they have some very good arms, and they're playing with confidence. You know, and it, like you said, it's going to be a good battle between them You know, throw the White Sox out. The rest of the league, the Twins still don't impress me. Cleveland off to a better start than I had thought and everyone else. But, you know, we talked about the Royals coming out of spring training as, you know, this division's wide open and they got as good a chance of anybody as taking the division. And they're off to a great start to hopefully prove us all right. But, yeah, Tigers are not a team to be taken lightly anymore.
I think Chicago wishes they could throw the White Sox out just in general.
Oh, dear Lord, they are looking for a do-over.
Yeah, well, I like it. Hey, Mac, as always, thanks for talking baseball with us. We appreciate you, my man.
All right. See you, bud.
That's Mike McFarland. Abbreviated conversation with Mac. We have to get back to the NFL draft because the Buffalo Bills continue to do whatever they can to help the Chiefs win Super Bowl championships, and we appreciate that because we're a friendly community, just like Buffalo. Let's listen to some clips from the brand new wide receiver for the Chiefs, first-round pick out of Texas, Xavier Worthy. Chiefs move up from pick number 32 to number 28 to draft the man who had the fastest 40 time in the history of the NFL Combine. And so let's start off Xavier Worthy telling us what he's bringing to Kansas City.
Oh, man, I'm coming with a mentality to work hard and earn my spot in the locker room. I feel like I'm a complete receiver. I can run the whole route tree, disciplined, smart, know the game very well. So I feel like I'm bringing up a complete receiver to Kansas City.
Worthy was also asked about any pre-draft talks he had with the Chiefs.
Oh, man, so I talked to the Chiefs at the combine as a formal, and shoot, that was probably like the only time we talked. So just talking to them and just knowing there's a possibility to go there, I mean, I just kept my hopes alive, and it happened.
All right. Here he was asked about what his strengths are and what he needs to work on.
I feel like down the field is obviously a given, but I feel like intermediate and like kind of like the actual route running, the route tree, I feel like I can run it all, and I feel like I'm effective from it all, bubble screens, reverses, anywhere a ball can touch my hands, I feel like I can make a play.
All right, more from Worthy about his excitement level coming to Kansas City.
Oh, man, so everybody, I've been calling it. I've been saying this since the beginning of the year. I'm going to the Chiefs, and everybody thought the NFL was never going to let the Chiefs get to me. But, I mean, I'm here. So, but, I mean, I'm excited, man, just to be able to play with Pat and, you know, seeing the success that Tyreek Hill had in this offense. I feel like it would be amazing.
All right, Worthy talks about the comparisons that have been made between him and DeSean Jackson.
Man, I mean, so it just makes me at ease just to see a coach that drafted a guy similar to me as well, and him having the success he had in the system with Andy Reid. So it's just amazing to be able to have a coach that actually gets you as a player and knows you as a player because he had that player before.
There are concerns about his size. He's listed at 5'11", 165. And so here Worthy talks about his size.
Oh, man, I'm a small guy, small player, so I kind of pride myself on just being a difference maker and making somebody that's going to make a play, whether that's being tough, making a big play, just on blocking, receiving the ball, just on special teams, anything. So I just pride myself with heart, and I feel like that's what motivates me and makes me different.
And finally, here's Worthy talking about to him calling his shot that he would be drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs.
So at the beginning of the year, I mean, everybody's dream is to play with Patrick Mahomes, probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So just to be able to play for him, I mean, everybody talks about it. But, I mean, so I've been saying it for a while. I'm going to be a Chief. So I just put it in the air. I mean, so now I'm here. It's amazing.
All right. And here's a draft profile on Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, now a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is his draft profile from Westwood One.
Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas.
First down, quick swing pass out to Worthy to the 40. Makes a man miss down the sidelines. 30, 20, save the dog to it. It's Xavier Worthy in for a touchdown. 44 yards, and the Longhorns are back in front.
Xavier Worthy is the fastest receiver in this year's draft. He proved it at the combine when he ran a 4-2 140-yard dash, breaking the all-time record. Along with speed comes good hands and skilled route running. He also has versatility in the slot and has been used as a punt returner in the past. The obvious downside is size. At 172 pounds, he could struggle to separate with stronger corners at the NFL level.
Shut up. All right. Jake is desperate for me to play this clip. Apparently, Jake is now covering the Denver Broncos. He's been cutting up sound from Sean Payton. You need to chill out. He's just talking up the guy.
I'm not the one who needs to chill out. He's the one that needs to
chill out.
Okay,
this all starts. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Every year, we have to hear about, you know, Sean Payton wanted to draft Patrick Mahomes. Well, guess what? Sean Payton didn't draft Patrick Mahomes. Okay? He didn't. So what?
You understand, he had his name written on the card.
I don't care. I'm so tired of, you know, Sean Payton wanted to draft.
So did 31 other teams.
And so last night, Adam Schefter had, and you know, you could just see Sean Payton texting Adam Schefter, hey, why don't you tweet this out? After the Broncos made Bo Nix their first round pick to add him to that excellent quarterback room they've got.
And I think that's sarcasm.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, do you really think they're excellent?
Yeah.
And that's what made him
from
excellent?
The perspective of a Chiefs fan, yeah. I think it's excellent.
There you go.
This is what Adam Schefter tweeted. Stop me if you heard this before. Sean Payton wanted and intended to draft Patrick Mahomes in the 2017 draft. Oh, really, Adam? When he held the 11th overall pick, he was ready to turn in the card, but before he could, the Knicks traded up to the Bills spot at number 10 and took Mahomes one spot before Payton got him, leaving the Saints to draft Ohio State cornerback Marshon Lattimore. Payton feels as strongly about Bo Nix as he did Mahomes.
You're crazy!
You should have followed. Payton just drank half a bottle of whiskey and took a bong hit before sending this text. Play the clip that you want me to play.
You don't want to hear this?
Not really.
I think Kansas City wants to hear this.
We're just playing the second one, right?
Yeah, just play the second one.
This is he's talking about how they were willing to trade up for Knicks?
Yeah.
They would have traded up for Knicks right. If necessary, but here's Sean Payton on his new quarterback.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is trust in what you're seeing. You know, you could have backed up and got him. And I heard that with Patrick Mahomes when Kansas City took him. And I'm like, well, they couldn't have backed up and got him because we were taking him with the next pick.
Yeah.
So I think before Penix was taken, we were discussing like a slight wiggle. And then you start looking at it and saying, is it worth the risk for a third round pick? And I'm just glad it worked out in our favor. He's excited. And I just like, you know, it's harder to be a gym rat these days.
Oh,
and man. I like the fact that he's one of them.
Yeah. You know what? Sure. You know, just comparing to Patrick Mahomes right off the bat. Great.
That'll work out well.
Is he older than Zach Wilson?
Probably close.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. I was actually excited when they drafted Bo Nix. Is that going to blow up my face? I don't know, but I was glad. Like, I did not want Penix to go to the Raiders. I'm sure the Raiders would have done something to screw him up, but I didn't want Penix to go to the Raiders because I like Penix a lot. So I laughed when the Atlanta Falcons took him. But I decided that Nix doesn't bother me at all. Whatever.
Wilson is 6 months older.
They can go hang out then.
Yeah. They're both 24 See, years old.
You just chill and do whatever. We'll take a break. Back after this. You know what? Can I give something away?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you really want me to?
Sure.
How bad?
Not very bad.
No.
But I'm not dying to answer these phones. But
well, I don't want you to die to answer them. I just want you to answer them because I want to give people something because I'm happy, all right? Three nights left of Rocky Live on Stage.
Yes.
With special appearances by me and Nate Bucati. They have a show tonight at 7, Saturday night at 7, and then Sunday at 2. Callers 8 and 10 will get a four-pack of tickets. Callers 8 and 10. and just tell Jake what show you want to go to, and they can pick the show, okay? Tonight, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon, and then get their contact information. You know what to do. And send it over to our man, Drew, who plays Rocky Live on stage at the B&B Live off 435 in Midland. Tonight at 7, tomorrow night at 7, or Sunday at 2, if you want to go see Rocky Live on stage and cheer wildly when I appear on stage with Nate on screen, but the screen on the stage. You get it. Cheer wildly. If you'd like to go see Rocky, the musical live on stage, courtesy of the Border Patrol, callers 8 and 10, 913-3810-810, 913-3810-810. Just pick your show, and you can go. We'll hook you up. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us. Come and see me at The Deck Supply today from 11 until 1, just off 105th and Metcalf. I'll have tickets to go see the Comets in the playoffs and the championship round. I'll have some Comets T-shirts. Comets are going to stop by, and also some sandwiches from Schlotsky's. If you don't have time to stop by the remote and stop by and get lunch, you don't have to. You can just do everything at The Deck Supply. And until tomorrow at all locations, if you mention 810, you get contractor pricing. For more information about the location and everything else, go to thedecksupply.com, thedecksupply.com. I'll be there today from 11 to 1 in their Overland Park location off 105th and Metcalf. Now let's say hello to Chiefs Hall of Famer, Mr. Duron Cherry. Duron, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Steven. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I'm doing pretty well. Now, before we get in, I want to ask you about the draft and who the Chiefs drafted. We got to get this situated. We got to get this taken care of, okay? Because I respect you. You are someone that I looked up to as a youngster. We've seen that picture many times where I'm wearing my Huddle Club T-shirt.
Physical evidence of this,
right? And I got your autograph, and I was very happy. And then we've become friends. And I look up to you and admire you for how much you do in the community. But I also emcee these roasts, these celebrity roasts for Christian Okoye and the Christian Okoye Foundation. And so we've had some people where, you know, Tim Grunhard, we roast the hell out of him. Steve DeBerg, we roast the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Bobby Bell, I'm not roasting Bobby Bell. So
right.
So we pay tribute to Bobby Bell. Willie Rofe, we roasted him pretty good, all right? But then, I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I introduced you to one of these roasts, and you walk up to the stage, you grab my arm and say, "You better not say nothing bad about me." I said, I can't tell if he's kidding or not, but guess what? I'm not going to take a chance. Duron, yeah. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't want to roast you. I want to pay tribute to you. Is this a roast or a tribute?
You pay tribute.
Huh?
You pay tribute.
That's right.
You pay tribute. That'll be fine. I'm looking forward to no roast. I've been roasting at this thing before. One time, I think I was maybe one of the first ones roasted.
Right.
And I said, never again, never
right.
again. So it'll be fun evening, and it's for a great cause. I mean, I don't know how you cannot support what Christian does. I mean, the guy's amazing. I mean, he's given back to so much, and especially in his home country. I mean, it's a pleasure and an honor to just have him here in Kansas City when he's back, all the things he does, but more importantly, just the friendship, the fellowship, and the fact that this guy gives back to this community so in such a big way. It's just amazing.
And for people that want to come out, it's Sunday, this Sunday, April 28th at 4 p.m., at the in the Voodoo Lounge in Harrah's North Kansas City Casino, and you can buy tickets at the door. You can get GA tickets are 100, VIP tickets are 225, and that includes food, drink, and mingling with all the former Chiefs that are going to be there. Our Barry Word's coming in for this thing. So you'd have Barry, the 1-2 punch of Barry Word and Christian Okoye.
Oh, yeah.
So all I get, and Bill Moss, I can only speak for myself. I will pay tribute to you. I don't know what your ex-teammates are going to do. So you might want to have a talk with them beforehand. But the point is for a great cause. Christian takes over 200 kids in the Kansas City area that normally wouldn't get the things that we take for granted around Christmas. Take some shopping at Dick's Sporting Goods, and the money that's great, isn't it?
And I've been a part of that. Seems like every year going there, it's a great event, you know, to take those kids and let them go shop for Christmas. A lot of these kids would never get that opportunity. And it's you know, the special thing is I see a lot of these kids, they get about $200 gift certificates, but they're more concerned about getting their siblings gifts rather than themselves. So it's just truly a special event. And, you know, Christian and Third and Long with Miss Betty Brown, they just do an outstanding job of, you know, continuing to support this community.
And we're going to be auctioning off an autographed guitar signed by Taylor Swift. So
wow.
I think that might, you know, I don't know. I think that might get some numbers. So that's going to be awesome. But it's going to be great to see you. Great to see a bunch of your former teammates. And it is a tribute. Now I feel good about this. A tribute to Mr. Duron Cherry on Sunday at Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino. We're going to have a great time. We always do, and it's for a great cause. So I encourage people to come on out. You could buy tickets at the door Sunday, 4 o'clock, Voodoo Lounge, Harris Casino. All right, Duron, last night the Chiefs moved up 4 spots in the draft. Mm-hmm. They traded with the Buffalo Bills to take the fastest player in the draft, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. First of all, I'm glad they did it. I don't mind if they keep doing it. But if you're Buffalo, why are you answering the phone when the Chiefs call you for? I'd block their phone number and say no. You can trade up if you want, but we're not helping you do anything anymore. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, that was a little different. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, you're the Bills. You just gave up, you know, your number one receiver, and then you allow to trade with the Chiefs for them to step up and pick up another receiver that, you know, you're going to have to see every single year as long as he's healthy and playing, and another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. Why would you do that? I couldn't understand it at the time, and I think there's a lot of NFL people who are wondering what the heck's going on in Buffalo right now. Maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe there's another receiver out there in these later rounds that, you know, they're coveting. Man, that's something to give away that pick and allow the Chiefs to get better on offense. And I mean, you couldn't stop them last year in Buffalo, and now you're giving them another weapon, a speedy weapon that you're going to have to deal with. I mean, that's awful tough.
And look, even if you like another receiver better, I'm still not helping the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs clearly were concerned that somebody else might jump up ahead of them. I'm not helping the Chiefs do anything. They're on their own when it comes to if I'm the Buffalo Bills. But they did it. So what? The Chiefs got their guy. So let's talk about him. He's 5'11". He weighs around 170, so that's a concern. But he ran a 4.21 at the combine. He put up huge numbers at Texas, not only as a receiver, but as a return man. And Andy Reid and Brett Veach said he will do both to start off in Kansas City, be a receiver and a return man. And that is another way they could utilize his speed. What do you think of the prospect, Xavier Worthy? I know, like I said, he's undersized, but the speed and the playmaking ability and the return ability, you can't deny it. What do you think of him?
He's just giving Andy Reid another tool that he can utilize in so many different ways. He can stretch the field for you, which now opens up the middle of the field for guys like Kelce and Rashee Rice when he's playing. And then you can use him on reverses, similar to what Mecole Hardman did when he was playing in that position. And not to mention, we still got Hollywood Brown
right.
That can stretch the field as well. So you got two speedy receivers that can put a lot of pressure on the defense, a lot of pressure on cornerbacks and safeties to open up more opportunities for guys underneath. It's just amazing. And then you think about his special teams contribution, the fact that he can return, and now with the new rule on kickoffs, and you got a guy that's got that kind of speed that if he breaks through the line, he's gone. What a weapon to have in a multiple of positions that you can utilize him at. I mean, it's a great pick for the Chiefs, and You know, Brett Veach never seems to amaze us with, you know, his ability to go up and get the guy that they want and the guy that's going to be so impactful for this football team. Just a great job on the Chiefs' part.
Does the size scare you at all?
Size doesn't scare me. I mean, Mecole Hardman is smaller than him, and he was able to, you know, be effective. So, you know, size, you know, if you're constantly getting hit, and nowadays, you know, these receivers don't get hit like when we used to play, Stephen. You know, they come across the middle. You know, they're protected a little bit more now. So, now, he's played at the highest level in college football. I don't see that being a problem once he gets to the NFL. I don't worry about that.
Okay, so the Chiefs have a second-round pick tonight. They moved back from the third round into the fourth round to get this deal done. And so they do have two fourth-round picks, and they have that third-round pick next year that they acquired in the Snead trade. They actually had 2/4 and 2/5, so they have plenty of ammunition if they wanted to move up in the second round or back into the third round tonight. What position would you most like to see them address in the second round tonight?
You know, there's a couple of areas I think they can address. One would be offensive line. I think you can never have enough good offensive linemen, especially at the tackle position. And that was a strong point in the top of the draft, so I don't know who's available at that position, but then also cornerback position. That's always a need when you lose a guy like Snead, even though we have capable players that are still on our roster that can fill in. You always need to upgrade that position when you get a chance. And, you know, if you can do it in the second round and there's somebody that's available that has – the pedigree at that pick, then you take them. But, you know, this organization has always done a great job of finding guys, whether it be the second, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, that come in and play. And they've got a system, and that system works. And, you know, I think they're going to find, you know, in either area of the draft, they're going to find a player that's going to come in and have an impact.
Hey, Duran, before we let you go, we were talking about the former teammates you're going to see on Sunday at your tribute at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino. Man, what goes through your mind when we're watching the draft? You're watching the draft, and you see Joe Alt get drafted, and they go to his living room, and there's big John Alt sitting right next to him. That's crazy, isn't it?
Man, I'm saying, like, yeah, am I looking at a smaller version of John Alt? I mean, they look like twins, you know. It's like, wow, you know, I got excited. I said, man, that's John Alt's son. So, yeah, you're all excited for a guy like that. John Alt was a great player here in Kansas City. He was even a better person, you know. And so I'm happy for him and his family. His son gets drafted, you know, in the first round. And, that's great. But now, you know, he's going to come to Kansas City twice a year. We're going to have to deal with him. So, it's great to see guys like that, you know, their kids, you know, have success and grow up and get drafted like their dad did. So it's great to see that.
Duran, I will look forward to seeing you on Sunday at the Duran Cherry Tribute. The Christian Okoye Foundation pays tribute to Duran Cherry and all of the great work you do with your foundation and so many great things you do in the community. And we're going to have a blast on Sunday. And so, Duran, thanks for coming on to talk about it, and I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yep, and if you don't keep them in line, Stephen, I'm coming after you, buddy.
I'll keep him in line, Duran.
You don't want to hear that, man.
I can't handle Bill Moss. So you gotta give me some leeway here.
All right, buddy.
We'll do it. All right, Duran. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I can only be responsible for myself.
Good luck, bro.
Yeah, well. I'm sure you don't want to go.
I don't think I can, my man.
Chad said you have to go.
Okay. He's the boss.
You have to watch me.
You let him watch.
Yeah. Let the boy watch. We will take a break. V-Deck Supply today from 11 until 1 off 150 Metcalf. Get some Comets tickets. Get a Comets t-shirt. Get a Schlotsky sandwich. All right? Get a new deck. Get contractor pricing. Until tomorrow, if you mention 810, The Deck Supply. TheDeckSupply.com. Back into this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. Jake, you ever been to Nashville?
More times than I'd like to admit.
You ever been on Broadway in Nashville?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
we got some loyal listeners of the show.
Kind of.
Kevin and Lisa Krumholtz celebrating the big 4-0 for Kevin, known as Crumb.
Crumb?
They got their group going to Nashville. All hell's going to break loose down there in the Music City. He's going to be celebrating number 40, but also...
Get after it.
Commiserating because the Cowboys blew it again. But hey, so what?
Yeah.
Big deal. It's all right.
Did they blow it?
You got championships several decades ago that you can celebrate.
Did they blow it?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate their pick.
I just assume they did.
Okay, yeah, fair assumption.
Right. But I'm sure that Crum will be excited to see where Cooper Beebe goes. Right? And Ben Sennett, because he's a big K-State guy. But just look out. If you know Crum, text him and wish him happy 40th. And Nashville, good luck. Good luck dealing with that group.
Partying it up.
All right. And happy birthday from the Border Patrol.
Be safe.
I'm sure that's going to be thrilling for Crum to hear that.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted for his 40th birthday.
He's elated.
I'd like to go to Nashville.
It's all right.
The one trip was enough
right?
for one lifetime.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm allowed back.
I mean, I've probably been there 8 or 9 times.
I just sent you a short clip before we play Andy Reid. I think this is funny. This is Xavier Worthy when he was on with Rich Eisen like a month ago, and they were asking him about different meetings he had with teams. And this is what he said about the Chiefs. This is pretty good.
How about the world champion Kansas City Chiefs? Did you have a meeting with them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know that was actually my first time seeing Andy Reid in person. He looks exactly how he does.
Yes.
Did you tell him that? Did you tell him that?
Yeah, I did. I did. That was my first time really seeing him. So, like, I play a lot of Madden. So, he looks exactly like he does at Madden. That's crazy.
Lifelike, huh? More than everyone else that you met, Andy Reid was spot on.
Okay. Yeah, spot on.
I love that.
Xavier Worthy excited that Andy Reid looked just like he does in Madden.
So, well,
I mean, doesn't that make you like him more? That was his big takeaway?
Well, games look more and more real.
You look just like you do in Madden, Andy Reid.
I'm sure you
do. But Andy Reid's like, doggone it.
Yeah. EA Sports.
It's in the game. Let's hear Big Red, who apparently looks just like he does in Madden in real life. Let's hear Andy Reid as he opened up his discussion with the media after the Chiefs selected Xavier Worthy last night.
So we picked Xavier Worthy from Texas, wide receiver. We're glad to have him on board. I think he's a heck of a football player, number one. He does a few different things. He's a good wide receiver and also a good special teams returner. And he'll end up doing both to start things off with. So, and he'll just work into that rotation when we get him, the wide receiver rotation, and with Hollywood and Rashi and Kels and, you know, the other folks. So it should give Pat another weapon there of which to use. Okay? All right, with that, time's yours.
Just with the trade, can you kind of walk us through how that happened?
Yeah, so, we had marked this kid that, you know, Xavier, that we wanted him, and we just felt that if we started getting down there, somebody might jump us. You know, pick him up. So, and you know, Brett does a great job with this. He's got a real good feel for the people that have interest in that position and that player, and and then where he needs to go to attack it.
Andy obviously knows combines on straights without.
Yeah, good route runner, and you know, he's not a big kid, or at least weight wise. He's got good height. He's just not very heavy. But I think you'll see this toughness that he's got, which jumped out at me. And, you know, and then when you talk to their coach, Coach Sarkisian and I are close, and he kept talking about how smart he was. He got great football instincts. And he's a tremendous worker. So, and in this offense, you've got to be able to do that and have those characteristics. So.
Coach, when you see the 40 time, it's hard not to think of Tyree. Not to say that, you know, he's sure. Compared to one of the best players, but what does having that type of speed back in your offense do for what 2024 can bring?
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, they're different, and he'll put his own mark on things. You know, once he gets a feel for it, that wasn't necessarily the comparison as much as it was him being a good football player that was a good wide receiver. I mean, you know, now you add in there the return ability. I've had some guys like that, Tyreek and DeSean Jackson, probably body type a little bit more like DeSean. Yeah.
All right, that was Andy Reid after the Chiefs select Xavier Worthy out of Texas in the first round last night. We'll take a break. Tim Grunhard returns to studio to talk about the Chiefs and the NFL draft and why he threw a remote control through his television when Joe Alt was taking number 5, furious. But he's bounced back and he's ready to attack the draft right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.